Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was meeting with his cabinet this morning and trying to patch up his relationship after surviving a no-confidence vote overnight. Johnson needed the backing of 180 of the 359 conservative lawmakers in a secret ballot. He got that and more, and will continue to rule. New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis told Fox Business President Biden should open up the oil spigots as a fast fix on the energy woes hurting Americans every day.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all? It makes no sense.
Mr. Catsimatidis said the price per barrel would drop in half soon after the oil spigots opened. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With 31 monkeypox cases confirmed in 12 states and the District of Columbia, Center for Disease Control officials maintain the overall risk level remains low. Unlike COVID, intimate contact for the most part is required for monkeypox to spread. Top Gun producers may not have had the rights to the story is a claim the original owners from the 1980s film proclaim.
The studio behind the summer blockbuster film Top Gun Maverick is facing a lawsuit over copyright infringement. In a suit filed against Paramount Pictures, the family of the author, whose article inspired the original 1986 film, said the studio failed to reacquire the rights. The family claims the film was finished after they reclaimed the article's copyright in January 2020. They're seeking unspecified damages and to block Paramount from distributing Maverick or other Top Gun sequels. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As hacker groups continue to exploit Windows Zero Day, that makes it unusually easy to execute malicious code on target computers, Microsoft is keeping mum and refusing to even say if it has plans to patch the vulnerability. Late last week, security firm Proofpoint said that hackers were exploiting the remote code execution vulnerability called Folina. Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will call the legislature into special session soon to draw new maps for congressional district boundaries now that a federal judge has blocked use of maps that have only one majority black district.
That map needs to contain at least 2 minority districts, black majority districts, which is exactly what I said to you all, which is exactly what these people behind you said. And if you just do the math from June the 20th, and you know that once a call is issued, you have to have at least 7 days before you can go into that session. And it takes about 6 days or so, if everything is coordinated, to be able to pass the bill. Subtract that from June 20th, you know we're right at the doorstep. So what I can tell you is that in the next day or so, I will be issuing a call for a special session to do exactly what the Middle District of Louisiana has told us to do.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Bill Martinez.
What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership. Mr. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was pleasantly surprised that somebody from the Biden administration admitted to getting something wrong. You know, Janet Yellen says, we kind of messed up on the whole inflation idea. She said she didn't fully understand. Amazing to me that she would admit this. The risk as consumer prices have lingered at record highs since the late 2021. It's quite the statement from her.
It is quite a statement. Remember, this inflation is supposed to be transitory, just last a couple months and drift off into the background, and now it's anything but. It's right smack in our faces. And Janet Yellen is our Treasury Secretary. She was head of the Federal Reserve Board, if I remember correctly.
Yes, correct.
Economic advisor to multiple presidents. So this is a woman who's been in economics her entire career. So she should know better. She should know that if you are going to embark on this incredible wave of government spending, that sooner or later you're going to get inflation and people's prices will go up, and that if you increase that, amplify that phenomenon by clamping down on oil production through mm-hmm. shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and other pipelines, canceling oil and gas leases, putting regulations on the oil companies, trying to get banks to cut off funding for people in fossil fuels business, that's going to push up the price of oil and natural gas, diesel, gasoline, et cetera, and that would, in fact, increase prices above and beyond the price increase from the additional spending. So, I mean, I think any freshman who's taken Econ 101 or macroeconomics would understand that. Somehow it escaped Janet Yellen, who's been a professional economist I'm going to guess, about the last 40 or 50 years.
Well, it's proof again, DeRoy, that when you embrace ideology to such a degree, you let go of common sense. I mean, that to me is so clear. That's the big takeaway here with her statement and her admission here. Because like you said, I mean, this is Econ 1A, you know, chapter one,
mm-hmm.
I mean, right? I mean, yeah, this isn't that complicated.
Supply and demand.
Right.
It's one of the
right.
first things you learn in economics class. This is not something
right.
where you need a Nobel Prize in economics to figure out. You know, you can probably get this literally in the first maybe 3 or 4 weeks of econ class.
Mm-hmm. But again, it points
maybe
to the...
Maybe she forgot what she learned freshman year or something like that.
Yeah, maybe so. But again, what I'm trying to suggest here, DeRoy, is that this points to the disease within the administration. Because of their fixed ideology, they're rendering themselves stupid on all these issues. And that's why common sense is... And you know, the everyday American is going... I mean, even a fifth grader is going, but this is basic. I mean, you know, the solution is pretty, you know... pretty simple here. Why are we confusing this? But, you know, you're so ideologically fixed that you just cannot connect with any kind of, brain activity that would lead you down to a common sense solution.
No, it sure seems that way. You know, I think Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana likes to say that they're doubling down on stupid. I think that's the way he puts it. And these people seem incapable of looking at the news and the facts and figures that are right in front of them. Highest gas prices in American history. When Biden came to the White House, an average gas of regular gasoline cost $2.37. It's now at $4.67. That is an increase of 97% in less than 17 months. You've got that going on. You've got the stock market going much more down than going up, down today, as a matter of fact, at the moment. And you see that, and you see inflation across the board, 8.3%, the highest in 40 years. You see politically that the support for Biden, he's now below 50% in 49 out of 50 states, including California and Nevada. The only state where he's above 50% is Hawaii. And you think at some point with these economic and political indicators, they'd say, you know what, we really need to do something different here. And instead, it's just we need to spend more money. Let's do more Green New Deal. Let's do more regulations. And these people seem incapable of learning. It's almost like watching a child, you know, kind of running at high speed towards a brick wall. And you say, okay, turn around, you're going to hurt yourself. And the kid just keeps smacking up against the brick wall over and over and over again.
Yeah. It seems as that he's getting his marching orders from anybody but we the people. And you just want to listen into a phone call from Klaus Schwab or Barack Obama, you know, lauding his praises and telling him, great job, Joe. Keep up the great work, right?
Well, I guess that's it. You say marching orders as if, you know, he's being told what to do. I think it's what Biden wants. I don't believe he's a puppet. I don't believe he's being manipulated. I think this is Joe Biden's policy. He believes this stuff. He thinks either he thinks this is great or he understands it's not, but he's going to do it anyway because he's some kind of a sadist or something like that. And I think he is not being, he doesn't have any strings being pulled. I think these are his policies. He's implementing them. He seems to think that this is a great idea, I suppose. He's the one calling the shots. And he clearly has no idea what he's doing, but I don't think he's under pressure from anybody but himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, assuming you're 100% correct, what America does he see down the road then?
I think he sees, you know, as he says, he wants, he described it as an incredible transition from a world of fossil fuels to this green new world with so-called renewable energy with windmills and solar farms and all that other stuff. Just a couple days ago, he came out with an editorial in the Wall Street Journal where he said what we need is even more spending, sort of a Build Back Better Part 2. He wants higher corporate taxes, higher taxes on wealthy people. What he wants is American socialism, as simple as that. I think the man is Marxist, and I think what he wants is a European social democracy. I'm not sure he wants a full-blown totalitarian system like in Cuba with guard dogs and barbed wire. I imagine it won't be quite as brutal as that. But I think he wants a far, far left European-style social democracy with the government calling the shots and a lower standard of living and more, quote-unquote, equality, as we're more equally poor than we are wealthier with some people, perhaps wealthier than others, but at least growth and prosperity for all. I think he'd be happier for all, you know, more equal but poor than more prosperous, even though some people be more prosperous than others. I think the man's a Marxist, as simple as that.
Is this a result of a career politician? I mean, 50 years in government and drinking the grape juice and going the cocktail circuit of the Beltway that he's indoctrinated into this Marxist ideology?
Well, I think it's that. I think it's the fact that the Democrat Party has moved significantly to the left since certainly since Obama got in and much more so in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, he's clearly keeping up with them. I don't hear him saying, okay, this has gone too far. We need to be more moderate. You know, let's have a centrist path. Everyone keeps saying that the centrist Joe Biden's been kidnapped by Ron Klain and Susan Rice. I don't see that. I think he's in there. At any point, he could say, look, this has gone too far. We got to cut the spending down. We need to cut some taxes. We need to do some deregulation. You know, let's increase oil production at least a little bit. About 10 days ago, he canceled some oil and gas lease auctions that were going to take place for the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska. Not months ago when this thing started, but right now as people are screaming in pain with gas prices in some place in California above $8. You think at some point you'd say, you know what, even if, we love this because it's great for the Green New Deal, but this is going to be bad for us in the election. You'd think if for no other reason than to prevent a mass slaughter of Democrats at the polls from U.S. Senate all the way down, maybe we take a step back from this. I don't see that happening at all. And it almost seems like there's almost an act of collective mass suicide on the part of the Democrats to wipe themselves out in November. And if that's what they want, let's give it to them good and hard.
Yeah, it's amazing that philosophy that he would self-identify as Lunchbox Joe is forgetting all the lunchboxes and the people that hold them, the everyday American, and how they're being injured by his economic policies. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, to listen to the president, he seems to echo what the Norwegian finance chief executive officer, Kirsten Braathen, had spoke at the World Economic Forum here recently in saying that the current global energy upheaval is just a transition, and she predicts mass shortages and economic hardships and claiming the pain is worth it. Or as Klaus Schwab said, you will accept the pain and you'll like it.
The beatings will continue until morale improves. Yeah, that seems to be the idea here. And look, it'd be one thing if Biden said, listen, it's going to be painful to go from oil and gas to wind and solar, and prices will go up, and we'll have shortages, and get used to seeing empty store shelves. And all of us debated it, and Congress passed it, and then he signed it. We could all say, all right, well, you know, at least the law was passed to make this happen. This is happening by fiat. There is no incredible Transition Act of 2022 that got debated in the House and Ways and Means Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, eventually passed by each body, and then put onto Biden's desk for signature. Nothing like that ever happened. I don't remember any bill or any amendment being offered where this incredible transition was going to be voted on. This is all being inflicted on us, even without our permission, without our consultation, and it is making people suffer. You mentioned lunch bucket. You know, if you're a lunch bucket Joe or Jane, and you're a blue-collar worker, especially if you're a driver, somebody, even just a white-collar commuter, and you've got to either drive for a living or at least you have to drive some significant distance to and from work, as do millions and millions of Americans, you know, you're suffering at the pump. You're paying way more, 97% more for your gasoline than when he arrived. As a consequence, you probably have less money available to buy groceries and otherwise take care of yourself, your loved ones, your family, your friends. And I don't see any sense of empathy on the part of this White House. It's sort of like, oh, well, there it is. Go ahead and suffer. There's a certain sadism about Biden and his administration I find truly, truly disturbing, and I hope that the sadism is turned around like a boomerang on them in November, and they really feel the pain as the polls close on election night in November.
You know, DeRoy, the thing that I find so blatantly missing is the vision. Is the message, what's the explanation, just to your point that you said earlier, and you suggested, is that, hey, where are we going with this? Where is that, you know, of mice and men moment? You know, Lenny, tell me where we're going. Where's the vision? Spell it out for me. Let me get excited about this. I mean, I can appreciate some pain if I feel like where we're going to end up is worth the investment. You know, but we're not hearing that. That's what really puts him in the rain, as you said, in terms of this leadership by fiat and this totalitarian power grab that has been exercised by Joe Biden and the radical left.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, look, you could say this about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who's obviously a big government guy. You know, he talked about the New Deal. And he went out and sold people on the idea that we're going to get the government involved in all sorts of activity. We're going to get out of the depression by forming new agencies. The new agencies will take the commanding heights of the economy, and they'll tell you what to do, and that's how we're going to get out of this mess of the Great Depression. Now, I wouldn't have voted for that, but he ran on that. They voted on these things. Congress passed the economic recovery efforts that he propounded. I think they were terrible policies, but certainly was very vocal about it, and people knew what they were getting into, and they could call their congressmen and senators and say vote yes or vote no on this, that, or the other, and at least you had Democratic participation in all this. I don't see that with Biden. You know, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, that was done by executive order, canceling these oil and gas leases, that's something done unilaterally by the Department of Interior, the Fish and Wildlife Service, Department of Energy, et cetera. And all of this incredible transition, as we're hearing it described, this 97% increase in regular gasoline prices, increases in diesel, increases in natural gas, all these things are going on without the American people ever been consulted. It's horrible. Yeah. We can't even say at least these bad ideas have the patina of democracy about them. The Democrats say, oh, the Republicans threaten democracy. Well, I can't think of very much more an anti-democratic thing than having this massive transformation in our economy without it being debated by and passed by Congress and put on the president's desk for signature.
Well, you mentioned FDR. I mean, think about this, DeRoy. People were in so much pain and chaos during that period of time that they were willing to surrender their liberties in order to buy into this great new government and this great new deal that he was presented, so much so they even gave him the presidency. Three times they voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say? You know, and here it is. I mean, we should look back and learn from that to say, you know, the cost of freedom. I mean, here you've got a majority of Americans that are so willing to set aside their liberties for government cheese.
No, this is unfortunate. You know, there is a tendency on the part of some people in times of crisis to yield their freedom in exchange for security. Even worse when you do that is when you yield your freedom hoping for security, you don't get security. I mean, we are
certainly
less free than we were when Biden arrived. I don't think we're any more secure. I don't think we look around ourselves and say, yeah, well, we have less liberty, but, you know, at least we're paying our bills. At least the store shelves are full. At least we're filling our refrigerators with low-cost groceries. We can't even say that. So we're losing our freedom and our prosperity. And if you look at the fact the border is wide open, you have international chaos going on in Europe, and who knows what China's going to pull next. I'm not sure you can say that we're any more secure either.
Well, DeRoy Murdoch, your new column here, Biden's Fantasy Green World, offers callousness and cruelty. This could be a harsh read, but it should be a wake-up call for people to see what's going on right now, and that, you know, you cannot deny what's happening in your government. This is a government of we the people. If we the people do not participate in the government, we're toast.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And in this piece that I've written, which is posted at FoxNews.com, Newsmax, and a number of other outlets, you can look it up, I talk about how Biden has been pushing all this Green New Deal sort of stuff, again, without any consultation from the American public. He's doing almost all of this by executive order with tremendously disastrous results in terms of rising energy costs and a steeply rising inflation curve. But on top of that, so much of these policies are completely counteractive. You know, if you believe electric vehicles are a great idea and you want to see Teslas all over, you don't like gasoline-powered cars, fine. Okay, well, in order to do that, in order to achieve that objective, we're going to have to do things like mine copper and mine nickel and produce lithium. And if you don't do those things, you're not going to have Teslas and Priuses and whatnot running around because you need those things to make those cars. So what does Biden do? He shuts down copper and nickel mines. What on earth is this man doing? You know, he wants this electrical vehicle future, and yet he's shutting down the mines that make it possible to produce the very electric vehicles he wants. And if he wants to raise gasoline prices so people get sick of paying for gas and decide, gee, it's time to buy a Tesla, well, that's great. Those cars on average are 43% more expensive than the average car across the automotive industry, and yet he's basically bankrupting us with all the higher gas prices. So where are we supposed to get the money to buy these more expensive cars when all our pockets have been vacuumed out by higher gas prices and inflation? I mean, even if you believe in doing what Biden wants to do, he's setting forth one set of policies and then implementing another set of policies that defeat those very policies that he's trying to implement. I mean, there's so little internal logic and intellectual cohesion and coherence to what this man is doing that even if you like what he's trying to do, he's fighting himself on the way to getting there.
And, of course, a recent study here said we don't have enough minerals to handle the demand that Joe Biden would want to see happen. I mean, you know, we've got limited resources. They're just not enough to, you know, carry the day if we went, 100% electric. Again, to your point, there's just not enough. There's not enough study, analysis, any kind of common sense that is entered into the topic here in the discussion to realize this fantasy green world that the Biden administration wants us to believe in. He is the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and columnist. DeRoy, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, Bill. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was meeting with his cabinet this morning and trying to patch up his relationship after surviving a no-confidence vote overnight. Johnson needed the backing of 180 of the 359 conservative lawmakers in a secret ballot. He got that and more, and will continue to rule. New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis told Fox Business President Biden should open up the oil spigots as a fast fix on the energy woes hurting Americans every day.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all? It makes no sense.
Mr. Catsimatidis said the price per barrel would drop in half soon after the oil spigots opened. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. What a great interview and time with Doug McKinnon, right? I mean, his heart to save the country and to do everything he can. It is amazing. You know, God bless him for his efforts, inspired by 4th of July. And trying to write something about 4th of July and realizing how people have abandoned it, how the status quo and the acceptability of abandoning, you know, the reason for 4th of July and our celebrations. Can you believe this? I mean, but I know you can because we see this happening. And at the same time, I want to encourage you not to be discouraged. Because that's what the left wants us to do. That's what these antithetical forces would want us to do, to abandon this great American idea, this idea that Ronald Reagan said doesn't pass, you know, through the bloodstream. It goes from one generation to the next by the stories we tell. And we've got to continue to tell these stories and present the vision of what this great American experiment is all about. Lee Williams is going to be joining us in just a few seconds here. He is the chief editor of the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Reporting Project. He's been writing about the Second Amendment, firearms, the firearms industry, and the gun culture for more than 10 years. He joins us now. Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're having you on here to bring some sobriety to what has happened to our country. As we all have raw emotions after, you know, realizing and seeing what happened in Uvalde, what happened in Buffalo, what's been going on for decades. You know, as I shared with the audience, you know, one of the things I looked at, I said, you know, how long have we been dealing with school shootings? And when you Google it, you see, well, it started in the 1700s. We had attacks on schools throughout the 1800s, the 1900s. I mean, decade after decade, there's been school shootings. I mean, are we that stupid? We can't figure out what to do to protect our kids?
No, we're really not. And I think that especially the Biden-Harris administration, they don't want to solve the problem because they want to continue to exploit the problem. I've never seen blood dancing on the level that has happened after Uvalde. Never. The gun ban industry has teamed up with select politicians and their friends in the legacy media. I've never seen a push this fierce. Now, we had, obviously, in Florida, where I'm at, the Parkland shooting, and
yes,
that caused the most gun-friendly governor that we've ever had, Rick Scott, who's now our senator, to sign this broad sweeping, the biggest anti-gun piece of legislation in the Florida had ever seen, the Parkland bill. Mm-hmm. And that it continues to violate the civil rights of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. It continues to violate the civil rights of Floridians by denying due process due to the red flag component. However, there was one thing in their bill that I really liked, and that was the Gun Guardian Program. Mm-hmm. Now, that program puts highly trained, mostly combat vets, into schools with good body armor, good guns, long guns, usually ARs, and their sole purpose is to protect those kids. If somebody comes into those schools intent on delivering deadly force, they'll be met with deadly force from a seasoned combat veteran. Other school districts have allowed teachers and staff to take the guardian training if they so choose, but this can work, and it should be. I mean, every school should have one of these guys, a guardian, in there. I hesitate to call them guards or anything like that. I think it's demeaning. These are bad hombres who will meet a bad hombre with deadly force if needed.
Exactly. Because we know time and again, the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. I mean, that's historical, it's empirical, but we continue in some cases to have this debate about what's going on here, and what they're failing to address is the fact that evil exists. Evil exists in the hearts of men and young boys, and that continues to be evidenced, and the answer, you know, that they have, you know, every time we have a reasonable discussion about this, of course, they emotionalize it to such a degree that it's hard to have a common sense, reasonable conversation and solutions about this. And as you mentioned, Rick Scott, what Rick did, yes, I applaud him for that. And we question why schools across the country have not embraced what Florida has done.
Because they're clouding the issue. Look at Chris Murphy right now. He's going off on, well, he doesn't want police officers in schools. And, I mean, I get that from a civil libertarian perspective. Law enforcement mm-hmm. officers, and having been in law enforcement myself for 10 years, they get abused by the school administration. Problems that should be handled by a teacher or principal end up getting referred to the school police officer. And instead of getting detention or sent home, a lot of these kids are getting charged criminally. I get that. That's solved by the Guardian program. They don't have law enforcement powers. They're just there to shoot bad guys. Mm-hmm. And it works really well. I can take you to some schools in Manatee County, in Sarasota County, where when the parents drop off the kids every morning, the guardian is standing there with his rifle, looking for problems.
Wow.
If the bad guys mm-hmm. case the place, which they usually do, they're going to see a guy there who not only is well armed, knows how to use it.
Well, and obviously teachers need to be, trained and their game up, especially when you hear about a teacher that broke the perimeter of the security of the building itself by leaving the door propped open. I mean, some of these things are, again, common sense, and they're so practical, and I can't imagine what this teacher must feel like today, because my understanding is this teacher survived, did not deal with the gunman whatsoever, but is responsible for leaving that door open.
I don't think they are feeling nearly as bad as the school district police commander who told the two SWAT teams to stand by, to stand down and wait, because in his head, he equated it as, oh, now we've got a hostage situation. All that changed after Columbine. Real simple formula to handle an active shooter nowadays, run to the gun. If there's one cop, 10 cops, 5 cops, whatever, run to the gun. And this guy violated the most, one of the most basic policies out there now. He's got no business wearing a badge. I'm told today I learned that he's not talking to Texas Rangers. He's not giving them interviews. And he was just sworn in as a Uvalde city councilman. This guy, he needs to go.
Well, and a similar thing happened in Florida, as you know, Lee, where, the law enforcement officer there on the grounds basically checked out and was MIA. And of course, subsequently was fired. But meanwhile, you know, here the damage has already been done. I mean, this is a time to take a real serious assessment of, of security in schools and the personnel that are there.
A lot of people get into law enforcement for the wrong reasons. They don't understand that having that badge in your belt hold can put you in a position where, you're going to have to rush into a room and there might be an armed guy in there. I mean, that's why the hostage scenarios from years gone by were easier for these type of young officers. All they had to do was set up a perimeter and wait for SWAT. Nowadays, with active shooters, they should be the ones running to the gun. And that's difficult for some of them to deal with.
Yeah. Well, Lee Williams, we've got about a minute left. And this is going to be difficult as this continues to unfold. But where we stand right now, what's your admonition to we the people?
There is evil. Evil exists. And we have to prepare for it rather than turning a blind eye to it.
And we do have the wherewithal to defend ourselves and to combat evil, do we not? I mean, we don't need to just cower in the corner and allow the bullets to descend upon us and our kids, do we?
No, we have the means now, unless the Biden-Harris administration gets its way. Be careful. Be zealously guard your Second Amendment God-given rights.
Amen. He's the chief editor of the Second Amendment Foundation's investigative reporting project. He's been writing about Second Amendment, firearms, the firearms industry, and the gun culture for more than 10 years. Lee Williams, thank you for the time and insight. Appreciate it. Godspeed.
My pleasure.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I love the lyric from Danny Gokey. Of course, he knows from what she sings. He's lived life, and he's experienced those times of peaks and valleys, the valleys of hopelessness. And what comes out is God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one that we can draw hope that is hope beyond human understanding. And I get that. And for those of us that experience it, we know where we're coming from. Like my brother, Russ Jones, who I'm bringing on right now. Russ has had an incredible background. I mean, 40-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, media consultant. He's traveled the world on investigative reporting trips, consulted major political cause-oriented campaigns. And we've got him here on the show with us today. Hey, Russ, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm great. It's good to be with you.
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you. Also, I failed to mention that you are still the executive producer of Abide.co, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I did want to get your reporting on this past week in Orlando, Florida, where talented musicians, the Christian music community came together at their annual broadcasters conference in Orlando. And interesting that one of the key topics was mental health.
That's right. You know, Bill, you and I typically see each other at NRB. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 years I've attended the Christian music broadcasters, which is kind of a different crowd. It's the, you know, the K-Love folks of the world, all of the Christian artists, mm-hmm. Natalie Grant, and you mentioned Danny Gokey, yeah. Just a minute ago. And okay, we didn't plan this, but I saw him at the Christian music broadcasters, right? And right. He was one of many of the artists that performed, and the theme that was ongoing was mental health. And a lot of these artists have been cooped up with COVID and whatnot, haven't been performing, and so they've had a significant amount of time to write new songs, and many of them were speaking out about the various mental health challenges they faced. And you know, at the Abide Christian Meditation app, that's one of the topics that we deal with on an ongoing basis. Bill, so many people reach out to us who are struggling with fear, worry, anxiety, depression, loneliness. And so it was pretty cool, encouraging to see these very well-known artists, Crowder, Mercy Me, speak out about these issues, not only in generally speaking, but issues that they're facing.
Exactly. It brings some normalcy to it all, doesn't it? Because what depression and anxiety does is it isolates you, and which on its face is anti-God, isn't it? Because God has made us to interrelate with Him and with others. And if that's interrupted in any way, this is probably one of the, you could say and argue, one of the sins of COVID was isolation. Because that's ungodly. God does not want us to be isolated, right?
Right, right, and that's exactly what happened. And so we got really deep inside of ourselves. We weren't able to participate in the community of our churches or so many other things with our friends and family. And in Orlando, you know, there's about 500-600 of us gathered for worship and hearing about the trends of media and radio in particular. Bill, you and I are a part of an industry that is just so rapidly changing, and we're of a generation, we've had to redefine ourselves any number of times to stay relevant, and so are these artists. People are consuming content. We're kind of self-isolating, whether we like it or not. The younger generation spends enormous amounts of time on social media, on their iPhones, and so at Abide, we've served up content where we can find people and meet people where they're at, and the artists are too. And I know you're streaming your content as well. And it's exactly. Just a new day. It's a good thing in many ways because our content is more accessible on various different platforms. But at the same time, people can isolate more easily, and that may or may not be a good thing.
Well, I think from a standpoint, I mean, look at I've been in broadcasting for over 50 years, Russ, as you know,
yes.
And I have seen how it's evolved. I mean, we went from a marketplace where there would be 100 different owners in each market to now maybe it's two handfuls, if that, that control the media in the market. So when that has happened, and also the expense, the cost of these radio stations has gone up, they can ill afford, local personalities like they used to have. And so you've got personalities now that may be based out of L.A. You hear their voice in 20 different markets. So that's taking the jobs and positions of 20 local people. And it also limits the amount of creativity in the process. And this has been my argument from day one. But what I appreciated with what happened with the internet and with podcasting is it really opened up the world to an even larger, expansive, a bench of talent that is coming out now, and the ideas that are being shared via the internet, you know, through podcasting and other measures and that, I think is pretty exciting. And we're all kind of watching how that evolves, and not saying that radio is dead. Everybody's been saying radio is dead forever. Every year I've been, it's dying. Radio will be around forever. There's a certain amount of convenience about it. But the fact of the matter is that you do have some very powerful voices in the arena of podcasting and streaming and that sort of thing that bring a point of view and an allowance. Like, for example, our radio show, Russ, there are some traditional radio stations that could not handle our radio show. Our conversation would be so restricted that I would be told exactly what kind of questions I could ask you and what we could get into. We could not freely pursue what God would want us to pursue. And in any realm, whether it has to do with the Holy Spirit, which, of course, over the weekend we celebrated Pentecost, and and one of the lesser known personalities of the triune God, but yet so misunderstood
but yet so powerful.
Amen to that. And what's exciting is that people that don't have huge platforms can make a difference for the gospel now, because these media platforms are so easily accessible. You used to have a big bankroll to get on radio, and you used to have to, have a ton of sponsors and things like that. But it's a little easier these days. And Bill, back in November, Abide was purchased by Guidepost, started by Norman Vincent Peale 75 years ago. And the goal is that we can expand and leverage each other's platforms. And I just wanted to share with you and your audience, if you're listening to this right now, God is a God of hope, and he sent his son Jesus for a time such as this. And Bill, you know, people are stressed out right now from the news, from food supply. We've been on the road in Florida doing our annual road trip and going to this conference. We're paying $4.80 a gallon for gas, and that's got people stressed out. Yeah. And I just want to remind you that God is not up in heaven wringing his hand, worried about this. And I know we might be, but he's got this. He's got us. And just don't let it get the best of you. Don't isolate yourself. Surround yourself with people that have your best interests in mind.
Yeah, around people and around his word especially. I wake up every day, Russ, I tell you, I'm reminded, you know, that God is our Jehovah Jireh. And we're all, you know, looking at what's going on. Food supply, our country seems to be abandoning its call, its raison d'etre, its God-given, declared reason to exist. But all this leads me back to what God said would happen, you know, is that, look, at if we follow God's law, and I know this might sound a little simplistic for people, but this is a, you know, in a sense, we need to welcome and embrace these stress points, because it causes us to return to first principles to say, okay, where did I miss this? When was the last time that I was in peace? And when you realize that that's related to your relationship, maybe, you know, in many cases you may say, wow, you know, I've kind of drifted away from God. And in the process of doing that, I have forsaken God's peace, because God said very clearly, hey, with me, it's good. It's good. It's right. You do it without me, you know, then you're going to deal with the worries of this world. And the worries of this world are extreme. There's no doubt about it. And this is why so many people are dealing with grief, sadness, depression, suicide. The increased number of suicide, which I'm sure you addressed there at the Christian Music Broadcasters Conference. I mean, it is through the roof. And guess what? That grieves the Father's heart, because the Father says, look it, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and I keep telling you what you should know. Come back to me. I love you, and I want it to go well for you, right?
Amen, amen. And take care of yourself. Self-care.
Yes. Well, Russ, remind everybody how they can associate and become a subscriber to Abide.
You can find us on the App Store or Google Play. If you have an Android or iPhone, we'd love to have you join the Abide Nation.
You got it. Russ Jones,
here's
thank you, Russ. Take care.
For you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what